Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasyo Mordechai.
Nazir Daf Nun Zayin Amar Alef. The Mishnah begins, Shnei Nazirim She'amar Lahem Echad Re'isi Echem Mekem She'nitma Ve'eni Yodei Eizem Mekem. Two Nazirim, one of them became Tomei, and the Eid doesn't know which one. So the Halacha is both Nazirim are Tomei Misafik, and the Mishnah goes on to explain how each Nazir should be Noheg in order to be Yosei his Safek. The Gemara asks a question. Ketani, Shnei Nazirim She'amar Lahem Re'isi Echad Mekem She'nitma Ve'eni Yodei Eizem Mekem. Ba'amai, Kol Safek Tuma V'Yeshus HaYachid Mehechad Yafin Ala Misoita. Ma Soita Boil V'Niveles Af Kol Safek Tuma V'Yeshus HaYachid Kegoin De'ika Beit Tre Aval Hacha Shnei Nazirim V'Hai De'Koi Gabehun Hot Losa Havalei Safek Tuma V'Yeshus HaRabim V'Kol Safek Tuma V'Yeshus HaRabim Sveikai Tor. So the Gemara asking a question that we learn out from the Parsha of Soita that Kol Safek Tuma V'Yeshus HaYachid Sveikai Tomei. Anytime we have a suffix, if something became Tomei, then we apply the din of Sveikoi Tomei, we're Machmir. And we learn that out from the din of Soita, because by Soita, where there was two people, there was the Boil and the Niveles, and both of them were only two people. So anytime we have a suffix with two people, that's called a suffix Tumba B'Shus HaYachid, and we apply the din of Sveikoi Tomei. But if there would be three people there, then we apply the din of suffix Tumba B'Shus HaRabim, Sveikoi Tohar. So over here, the Gemara is assuming that if we take the two Nazirim, plus the aid who's being made, that he saw the tumor fall in between them, we have three, and therefore we should apply the din of Safek Tumor B'Shus HaRabim, Sveikai Tor. To which the Gemara answers, Omer Rabba Barav Huna Bo'omer Ra'isi Tumor Shanizuko B'Nechem. He wasn't standing together with them, he was far away, and therefore, where the tumor actually dropped, in between the two Nazirim, it was only two people there, and we apply the din of Sveikai Tumor B'Shus HaYochid, Sveikai Tor. Legabe the Ukimta the Gemara, that the aid was not standing next to them, he was far away. We have a machlekas Rambam and Ravid, what comes out from the Sugya Lamaisa. The Rambam is in Hilchas Naziris Perek Tes. First, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Dalet, he brings down the Halacha of our Mishnah, that two Nazirim, that one of them became Tamim Misafik, and we don't know which one. So he brings down the Halacha of how to be Noyeg with their Korbanos. Two halachas later, in halacha tes zayin, the Rambam speaks out, v'keitzad yula lehem safek zebetuma. How did this safek happen? How did this matzav happen that we don't know which one of them became tameh? The Rambam says, k'goin shehayu shnei hanizirim oim din b'rishus hayachid, shesafek tuma sham tameh. Since they are in rishus hayachid, so the din is tameh. V'haya echad mi bachut, roye oisan, v'oma reisi echad mikem shenitma, v'eini yodeya mihu. Aval im haya aid ze imahen bechatzer hareishneim tohirim. The Rambam says if that aid would have been together with them in the chatzer, then they both would have been tohir. The Ravid understands from the Rambam that as long as the aid would be together with them in the same chatzer, it doesn't matter how big the chatzer is, that would already be considered safek tuma b'shus harabim. The Ravid is chaylik on the Rambam. The Ravid says, "B'chayy Roishi, I don't understand. How could it be that even if they're very far away from each other, the same chaser, that's already considered suffik tuma b'shus harabim because there's three people." The Rambam is chaylik, and he explains the gedder is im yihiyu shloisha b'maymud echad. That's lashon haRavid. If all three people were b'maymud echad, they were standing in the same standing, in the same place. V'naflo tuma b'nehem v'loy noido be'eze mehem noga. Kulan Tehoivin. The Lashon of the Ravid, they don't know which one of them it touched. The Lechem Mishnah explains the Das HaRavid is, the Gedder of Rishus HaRavim, according to the Ravid, is all three people who are there have to be included in the Safek. If one of them is Bevadai, not Nechla on the Safek, because he for sure did not become Tomei, that's already enough to consider him not part of this Maimid, and we look at it as a Safek Tumah Rishus HaYochid. Only if all three of them are included in the suffix do we say that it's called a suffix tumor b'shus harabim. Therefore, when the Ravid continues and he says, "V'nafla tumor b'neihem v'loy noida be'ezim hem naga kulan tohirin oyafilu yoda echad sheloy naga boy." Even if one of them knows that it did not touch him, still that's considered a b'shus harabim because there's three people there. So, Lechem Mishnah Lishitasei, who explained, the Ravid holds that if all only if all three people are included in the Safik does it have a din of a Safik Tumah, which is the Rabbim. He explains that the Kavanas Haravid is that he himself knows that he wasn't touched. He claims that he was not touched by the Tumah. But the other two people, as far as they know, beside their own das, their own knowledge of what happened, he also is included in the Safik. But if one person, according to all three people, they all know that he was not included in the Safek, that according to the Ravid is already enough to be considered a Safek Tuma Bishus HaYochid, because that one person is not considered to be in the same Maimon as the other two. That is the Machlekes Rambam and Ravid Binogeya Safek Tuma Bishus HaRavid. Toisves Dibur Maskal Ba'oimer Re'isi asks a kasha on the Sugya. The Gemara seems to answer, the Maskaras HaGemara is that since the aid was not standing together with the other two people, so therefore it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, and we can apply the din of Safek Tuma Rishus HaYochid Sveikai Tome. Tosfos asked the Kasha, Im Kain, why are they both considered to be only a Safek? If the aid Echad was not with them, and therefore it has a din of a Safek Tuma Rishus HaYochid, so we should consider them, each of them, to be Tomei B'Toyres Vadai, just like we find in Nida, that if Truma becomes Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYochid, not only a Safek Tuma, but we actually burn the Truma, because we have a din of Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYochid, Sveikai Tameh, is even B'Teres Vadai. So too over here, why does the Mishnah consider each of the Nazirim only a Safek? We should consider each of them to be Tameh, B'Teres Vadai. Tosfos answers, he's Mechadesh HaYisoid, the Yisoid being that Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYochid, Sveikai Tameh, has to be similar to the din of Soita. Just like by Soita, the din of Safek Tuma, B'Shus HaYochid, Sveikai Tameh, did not contradict anything that we know to be the reality. For example, we have the Boilin and the Nivellus. So the din of Safek Tuma, B'Shus HaYochid tells us that she and him are both considered Aser to each other. And who then she's Aser to her husband. This doesn't contradict necessarily the truth, because on the Tzadet they really were Boil, so therefore they really are Aser. But Sheenkin, over here in our situation, if we would apply the din of Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYochid Sveikai Tameh, so each one of these two Nazirim are both in the Matzav of Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYochid, because each of them are in B'Shus HaYochid, and each of them have a Safek if they were the ones that became Tameh, and therefore we would apply the din that each one of them becomes Tameh B'Toyres Vadai. And that we know for sure is not true, because the aid that saw the Tuma fall in between them, he was made that the Tuma only came in contact with one of them. Therefore, says Tosfos, we cannot apply the din here of Safek Tuma B'Shus HaYochid Sveikai Tameh, and we have to go back to considering each of them only a Safek Tuma. Al pi zeh, Tosfos asks Akasha, and Tosfos is marich more about this in Chulin Daf Tes Amud Beis. Tosfos asks, what was the Havamina of the Gemara? And the Havamina of the Gemara, where the Gemara thought that they were in Rishus HaRabim because the aid was standing together with them, so it should come out that we should have applied the din of Safek Tuma B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tohor. And the Gemara's question was that since it's the Rishus HaRabim, all three of them should be considered Tahor B'Toyres Vadai. The two Nazirim should be considered Tahor B'Toyres Vadai. And therefore, the Gemara was asking, why does each of them have to be Korbanos Misafek if each of them are Tahor B'Toyres Vadai? To which the Gemara had to answer that they were only in Rishus HaYochid. Tais was asked, what was the Gemara's Havamina? Since we just established that when we learn out from Saita, it has to be Doimit to Saita, in that it can't contradict what we know to be the truth. So if we would apply the din of Safek Tuma B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor, we would have said that all of them are Tahor. Both Nazirim are Tahor. And that also contradicts the truth, because we have an Eid Echad telling us that one of them, Vadai, became Tomei. So what was the Havamina of the Gemara before the Gemara said that they were only B'Shus HaYochid? Tosfos is Mechadesh, another Yisoid, that when the Gemara says Safek Tuma B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor, the Gemara is not learning that out from Saita, but rather, that is a application of the din of any time you have a suffix, you use the chazaka mi'ikara to be machriya the suffix. So for example, over here, where we have two nazirim, who are both vadei tahor, and there's a suffix if they each became tameh, we apply the din of uki gavra achaz kaseh, and each of them, instead of becoming a suffix, we say they continue to lie by their original chazaka, and each of them remain in the status of tahor, because that was their chazaka before the latest suffix happened. Therefore, we don't have to say that it has to be doimet to soita, because the din that each of them are becoming, the din of each of them is tahor, is not learned out from soita. Rather, it's learned out from the fact that each of them have a chazaka meikara. Only the din of safek tuma b'shus hayochid tzveikai tameh, where we're going against their chazaka meikara and saying each of them have a din, and saying that somebody who is safek tuma has a din of vadai tuma, that din is learned out from soita. Vashenkin the din of Safik Tumah b'shus harabim sveikay tor is nothing to do with Saita. That's just a regular application of din of Safik of Chazaka Meikara. Therefore, since each of them have a Chazaka Meikara, so they each have a din of Tahor b'Torah Zavadai, even though it does not stem with what we know to be true, because it's impossible that they're both Tahor, but that's okay because we're not learning this din out from the Parsha of Saita. The Gemara there in Chulin Daf Tes Amabez is having a discussion of whether or not the din of Sakana is more chomer than the din of Yisura. We know Lamaskana we pass in Sakanta Chamir the Yisura, but over there the Gemara was discussing that, and the Gemara had a Havamina that it's not true, that really Sakana is not chomer than Yisura. The Gemara brings a raya that Kol Sakana is chomer than Yisura because of the din that that if we have Mayim Megulim and we don't know if a snake drank from it, the Gemara brings the Braisa that says that the Mayim is also B'shtia. Because we're Choshesh, even though there's a Chazaka Meikara on the Mayim, we're Choshesh that a snake drank from the water and we also the water. But She'en Ken, if somebody has a Safik Tumah, B'shus HaRabim, we say Sveikai Tar. And therefore we see that even though we go with his Chazaka Meikara, and therefore we learn from there that the din of Sakana really is more Chavar than the din of Isura. The Gemara is Madcha and says, really, Sakana is not Chomer Misura. And over there, the reason why we're Mekel and we say that he's Tahor, Meshus HaRabim, is because we learn a special Gzeres HaKosu from Saito that calls Sveikai Tumah Meshus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor. To which Tosis asked the Kasha that it seems from the Gemara, Astira to the Yisoy Tosis was Machadish, that even the din of Safik Tumah Meshus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor is also a din that's learned out from Saito, and therefore the Kasha comes back. Why doesn't it have to stim with the reality? Why don't we have to apply this din that any din that's learned out from Saita can't contradict what's Vaday true? Taisus answers that the Gemara was only going to feed the Havamina. In the Havamina of the Gemara, that stage in the Gemara was trying to prove that Sakana it really is, Sakana is not more Chomer than Isser. And also by Isser, we don't usually follow the Chazaka Meikara Lekula. And the only reason over there why we're being makel by Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is because of the dinner. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor. So Tosfos says, L'Pizeh, there is actually another case where we do apply the din that's learned out from Saita, and that is even in B'Shus HaRabim, in the case where there is no Chazaka Me'ikara. In the case where there is no Chazaka Me'ikara telling us that he's Tahor, so then we will fall back and learn from the din of Saita that his Safik is considered Tahor B'Shus HaRabim. Tosfos brings an example from this, from the Gemara in Nida Daf Beis. The Gemara there is talking about a mikvah, which they measure and see that it's lacking the 40 saw, which is required to have a kosher mikvah. So anybody who toiveled in the mikvah, from now, going back to the last time they measured the mikvah, is suffic whether or not his tefillah was good or not. So the Gemara says, what should we do? If we say each person should be muki him on his chazaka meikara, so the din will be that each person who toiveled in the mikvah is a chazaka meikara, that he's tameh, because before he went into the mikvah, he was tameh, and therefore his chazaka meikara should tell us that he remained tameh. Masha enke, we have another contradicting chazaka. That is, the mikvah itself, we knew to be vade kasher, until the time that we measured it and saw that it was lacking 40 saw, the mikvah was considered to be a chazaka, have a cheskas kashus. So therefore, anybody that toiled in the mikvah from the last time that we measured it and saw that there was 40 saw, we should apply the chazaka meikara mitzad the mikvah, that the mikvah was a kasher mikvah. And we should say it only became possible at a later date. So therefore, we have two contradictory chazakas, and therefore that's considered that they cancel each other out, and we don't have any chazaka meikara at all. In that case, the Gemara in Nida applies the din of Kol Safik Tumah B'Reshus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor. If the person was toivel in the mikvah and it was considered Reshus HaRabim, so his din will be Sveikai Tahor, because there is no Chazaka Meikara telling us that he's Tahor. Only when there is a Chazaka Meikara that he's Tahor, then Tosfos says Yisoid is in effect, and we don't come on to the din of Safik Tumah B'Reshus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor. Rather, we paskin that he's Tahor based on his Chazaka Meikara, and therefore we're not mukbal to the dinim of Saita that it has to stim with the MS. Masha'enkin, when there is no Chazaka Meikara, then we come on to the din of Saita to tell us that it's Tahor, and then Mimela we're going to be mukbal by the dinim of Saita. Therefore, kafi the Havamina, the Gemara in Chulim, where the Gemara was trying to say that Sakana is not more Chomer than Iser, and also by Iser we do not follow a Chazaka Meikara, just like by Sakana we don't follow a Chazaka Meikara. So that when there is no Chazaka Meikara, so that's equal to a case where we have two contradictory chazakas, and therefore we can apply the din of Safek Tumor B'Shus HaRabim Tzvekai Tahor, because in the Havamina of the Gemara, there was no such thing as Chazaka Me'ikara. But Lamaskana, what we pass in Sakana is more Chamer than Isser, and by Isser we do follow Chazaka Me'ikaras. So Enachinami, in that case, where we say that the Tuma is Tahor, that the Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahor, it's not going to be a function of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sfekai Tahor that we learn from Saita, but rather we're just going to use the Chazaka Me'ikara to tell us that he's Tahor. That's the side of Tosfos and Chulin, Daf Tesa Mubeis. But Kitzer, what comes out from Tosfos is there's two separate times where we use the Chiddush of Safek Tumah. That is in B'Shus HaYachid. We apply the din of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Sfekai Tame, and it's usually against the Chazaka Me'ikara. And who a din in B'Shus HaRabim, in a case where there is no Chazaka Me'ikara, we will also apply the din of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sfekai Tahor. The G'dolei Achronim ask a kasha on Tosfos and Chulin. But according to Tosfos, it came out that there's a chilik between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. That in Rishus HaRabim, we say the din of Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveikai Tahor, that's a function of his Chazaka Me'ikara. Masha'en Kein in Rishus HaYachid, we're using the din of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid Sveikai Tame, and therefore it has to stim with the din of Saita. And since it can't stim with the din of Saita because it doesn't stim with reality, therefore we are not allowed to apply the din, and therefore they each blibe Safek Tumah. The question is, just like in Rishus HaRabim, where we apply the din of Chazaka Me'ikara, so too in Rishus HaYachid, once we say that we cannot apply the din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveikai Tameh, because it's not Doima Tesoita, so in Mela we should go back to the din of applying the Chazaka Me'ikara, just like in Rishus HaRabim, where we don't apply the din of Soita, because they have a Chazaka Me'ikara, so too in Rishus HaYachid, where their chazaka is at their tahor, and for a different reason we can't apply the din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid because it's not doimit to Saita. So Mela, we should go back to the din where we use their chazaka Me'ikara to tell us that each one of them blibes tahor. The Shav Shmaisa in Shmaisa Aleph Perak Yud Zayin asks this kasha, and he answers that even though the din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid tells us Sveikai Tameh, we can still apply the din of Sveikai Tameh B'Rishus HaYachid in other cases where the din won't come out to being Tameh. For example, over here, we can't say that a Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid is Tameh in this case because we know that it's not possible that each of them became Vadei Tameh. What we can still say is that what we learn out from Soita is that just like in the Parsha of Soita, where the Isha had a Chazaka Me'ikara that she was Tahor, and still the Torah went against her Chazaka Me'ikara and told her that she was considered to be Vadei Tameh, so too over here, we could say even though they have a Chazaka Me'ikara, the two Nazirim have a Chazaka Me'ikara that they're each Tahor, we could say that the din of Soita tells us not that they each become Vadei Tameh, because we can't learn that out from Soita, but that each of them, we ignore their Chazaka Me'ikara that they're Vadei Tahor, and we say that each of them are considered to not have a Chazaka Me'ikara at all, and each of them are considered to be a Safek Tumah. That's also possible to learn out from the din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid, just like the din of Soita, that we ignore their Chazaka Me'ikara, and we jump all the way to being Vadei Tameh. So by a Nazir, in this case, we can't jump all the way to being Vadei Tameh, because we can't do that, because it's not Doima to Soita, but what we can still do is we could jump to a lower level, where we're just merely ignoring the Chazaka Me'ikara, and therefore each of them blibes being a Safek Tumah, and therefore we apply the din that they're each Besafek, and that's why they have to each bring Korbanos to be Yotzei Zayin Sfekus. Reb Chaim Brisker in Chidushei Agrach, Simin Shin Yud Daled, has a shtickle Torah there to try to explain that the Rambam has a different mahalach than Tosfos l'gabi this sugya. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkogos Perek Yud Aleph Halach Vav says, Hayu l'fanav shnei shvilim. There was two pathways in front of him. The Rambam says one of them has tuma in it, a tumas mace, and the other one does not. And he goes on one of these two paths, and then afterwards he's nichnas lemikdash, or he's oichel kodesh. In each case, he's potter because he's only considered to be a safek tuma. The Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam's mashma that he's not mechalik between whether or not these shvilim are reshus hayachid or reshus harabim, and therefore we have to assume that the Rambam's even talking about that the shvilim are reshus hayachid. The question is, if they're both considered to be Rishus HaYachid, so why don't we apply the din of Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveikai Tameh B'Toras Vadai? And therefore, when he walks into the Beis HaMikdash or eats Kodesh, he should be Chayef for eating Kodesh or walking into the Beis HaMikdash as if he was Vadai Tameh. Why is he only considered to be a Suffolk? Reb Chaim says, furthermore, that if the Rambam says that for going into Beis HaMikdash, he's Potter, so too, if he would be a Nazir in the same situation, he would not be chayv to be Megaleach Midin Tuma. Because we know that the din of Bias Mikdash, whoever's chayv for Bias Mikdash, is totally on anything, any type of Tuma which a Nazir is Megaleach on. Any Tuma which a Nazir is chayv to be Megaleach on that, so too somebody's chayv on that type of Tuma for Bias Mikdash. Therefore, if we see from this Rambam that somebody who has a Suffolk Tuma B'shus HaYochid, he's not going to be chayiv for Bias Mikdash. So too, we know that a Nazir in the same situation, if he becomes a Suffolk Tuma B'shus HaYochid, he's not going to be Megaleach for that Tuma, and we won't apply the din Lagabi the Chiyuv Giluach of Suffolk Tuma B'shus HaYochid, Sveikoi Tomei. The obvious question is, if the Rambam agrees, everybody agrees, the din of Suffolk Tuma B'shus HaYochid, Sveikoi Tomei, B'toris Vadai, why is it that a Nazir is not chayiv to be Megaleach? And why is it that somebody is not chayiv? And who didn't? He's not chayiv if he's nichlas in the mikdash in that matzav. Reb Chaim wants to explain this based on the following chakira in the din of Suffolk Tuma B'shus HaYochid. He says yesh lachkor when the Torah says that somebody is vaday tomei, is the pshat that the Torah is being mevarer the etzem Suffolk and telling us that the person was nitmes, telling us that the isha was niveles. Or is the Torah not coming at all to be machriya the etzim safek? Rather, the Torah is just telling us that somebody who has a matzav of safek tuma, if they're in a rishus hayachid, there's a chalois din tumas b'toras vaday that's chal on them. But the etzim safek remains unclear to us, and we still don't know what actually happened in that rishus hayachid. Reb Chaim explains that the Shitas HaRambam is that the Torah is not being poishet the Safik be'etzem, rather the Torah is making a chalois tuma on the Safik tuma b'shus hayachid. And therefore he goes on to explain that the halacha is that a Nazir is only migaleach if he comes into actual direct contact with tuma. But if he becomes afilu tuma, if he becomes tamei meis, without becoming it, without a negiyah from the meis, rather he just goes into a oil ha-meis, then the Nazir is not migaleach. Therefore, since over here the Torah is not being poishet that he actually touched the tumah, rather the Torah is just being making chal on him, a din tumah, but Torah's vadai, it's tantamount to a nazi who becomes tumah, but Torah's vadai, without an actual negiyah in the mace. And therefore, the shita of the Rambam is that even though we apply the din of Suffolk tumah, b'shus hayochid, sveikoi tumah, but Torah's vadai, it will not result in the Nazir being migalech for that tumah. And therefore, it naturally follows that who would then somebody who's nichlas lemikdash will not be chayiv because somebody is only chayiv for bias mikdash if the same matzav is chayiv taglachas for a nazir. Therefore, the shitas harambam is connected to shitas haToisvus. Toisvus was mechadish his whole yisoid based on the kasha that when we have a suffik tumah b'shus hayochid, when there's only two people there in maskanas hasugya, why is it that each the one blibes suffik and we don't say that we don't apply the din of suffik tumah b'shus hayochid sveikoi tomei? On that kasha, Toisvus was mechadish his yisoid that we don't say sveikoi tumah b'shus hayochid sveikoi tomei in a case where it's not doimet to soita. According to the Rambam, the question doesn't begin, and we don't have to be mechadish this yisoid. Because lafi the Rambam, en achanami, we're talking about a b'shus hayachid, and the reason why we don't apply the din of suffik tumah b'shus hayachid sveikoi tomei is because that's not going to affect the chiv of the nazir to be megaleach and to bring korbanos. Because that's only when he comes into contact with tumah. Mashenkin over here, the Torah is not telling us that he came into contact with tumah. Rather, the Torah is just telling us that he became tamei b'toras vadai. And therefore, legabe the dinim of the nazir, the chiyuv to be megaleach and the chiyuv to bring korbanos, he remains merely a suffik tamei, because we don't know if he actually became in contact with the tumah or not. I'm going to discuss now a very big problem in the Rambam, which the Gedolei Achronim dealt with. The Rambam says, Hilchos Soita, Perek Rishon, Halacha Gimel, Kina lo im shnaim ke'echad, v'omer lo al tisteri im ployni uployni, v'nistera im shneihem ke'echad, v'shoha k'dei tuma, afilu hen shnei acher, oyavia v'acher, harei zu asura ad shetishte. The Rambam here is Machadesh, that if somebody is mekaneh his wife not to be misiached with two separate men, Usually the normal case is that the husband tells the wife not to be miyachid with one specific man. But over here, he's mekana her not to be miyachid with two different men. The Rambam paskins that if she ends up being miyachid with these two men, so she's also to her husband and until she drinks the mei soita. The Kesef Mishnah brings that the makor for the Rambam is from a Yerushalmi. The reason why this Rambam is very, very difficult for the Achronim to understand is because the Chorah, this Rambam is a stira to our sugya in Nazir. Because in our sugya, the Gemara says that we learn out from the Parsha of Soita that kol safik tuma b'rishus ha-yachid sveikai tame. Ma Soita was talking about only two people, the nival and the boil and the nivellus. So too, anytime we have two people, that's what's considered a rishus ha-yachid. Masha'enken, if there's going to be three people, therefore, there it's going to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. I'm going to apply the din of Safik Tuma Rishus HaRabim Sveikai Toha. The obvious kasha is according to the Rambam, even the case of Soita is Lav Dafka referring to a case where there's only two people. Because the Rambam holds that even if she's Misyachid with two men, as long as the husband was Mekana her not to be Miyachid with two separate men, so that also has a din of Safik Tuma is going to be Tame. So why does the Gemara say that kol safik tumah b'shus ha-yachid is only with two people, and with three people is already considered a safik tumah b'shus ha-rabim, in which the din will be tahor. To make the kasha even worse, the Rambam himself in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Zayin, which we mentioned before, brings this gemara down la-halacha, and says that if there's three people there, it has the din of a safik tumah b'shus ha-rabim, and the din is sveikai tahor. So again, if the halacha of kol safik tumah b'shus ha-rabim is learned out from Soita, since Soita is dafka talking about b'shus ha-yachid, where there's two people, when there's three people, we apply the din of Sveikai Tahor. How could the Rambam also paskin Hilchas Soita that when there's three people, we still apply the din of Safik Tuma Tama? We'll begin with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samech Hei brings this kasha down b'shem the Maaser Keach, and he quotes from the Maaser Keach the Leis Nagar Ubar Nagar the Yifrakine. There's nobody who can answer this kasha. They held, the Gdolei Achronim held this kasha was very, very strong. But the Minchas Chinuch himself says that Be'ezus Hashem, he was mechavan to a teretz. The Minchas Chinuch bases himself on Tosfos Masechta Soita, Daf Chof Chesam Abeis. The Gemara there says that an Isha who was sitting on a mito, and the Isha was a Safik whether or not she was a Nida or not. So the Gemara says, we apply the din of Safik Tuma B'Shus HaYochid Sveikai Tomei. To which the Gemara asks, then Amita is a davar she'ein bo das lishoyel. Amita has no das to ask whether or not he became tamei or not. And we only learn out from Soita that Safik Tuma b'shus ha-yachid sveikai tamei in the situation where the davar hanitma, the davar that's besafik, has das lishoyel or not, just like the Soita has das lishoyel. So to any din that we learn out from it also has to have das lishoyel. So the Gemara answers that we're talking about a case where when the Isha, who's besafik, whether or not she became a Nida or not, was sitting on the Mita, her friends were also carrying the Mita that she was sitting on. And therefore, since her friends were carrying her on this Mita, so we view the Safik as though it's the Safik of the people that were carrying the bed. Since they were actually carrying it, it's as if it has a din of their Safik. So therefore, since they, the ones carrying the Mita, have a Dasli Shoyal, so it's considered that the subject of the Safik does have Dasli Shoyal. Tosfos there asked the kasha, amongst other Rishonim also, is that once we make a nukimta that her friends are carrying the mita that she's sitting on, so it no longer has a din of a safik tuma b'shus ha-yachid. We should now treat it like it's a b'shus ha-rabim, and we should apply the din of safik tuma b'shus ha-rabim sveikai tor. Tosfos answers this kasha, and the machadish of Yisoid Gadol, that we only say safik tuma b'shus ha-rabim when the rabim potentially could know the answer to the safik. They can actually know, it could be niglet to them what happened over here in the Safik. For example, if somebody becomes Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim, so then we say if there's a Rabim, if there's a three, four, five people that were there, each one of them potentially could have known whether or not he became Tumah or not, so that's considered Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim. We look at the latest of Safik as if it happened in B'Shus HaRabim, because the Rabim could potentially have known what happened here, whether or not he became Tumah or not. But She'enkin over there, in the case of Nida, where it's not shaykh for anybody except for the Isha herself, who feels a hargosha, b'shas, that she becomes a Nida, but nobody else could know whether or not she became a Nida or not. Therefore, even if there be many, hundreds of people standing around her, since none of them could know whether or not she became Tamei or not, it has a din that this suffix is always considered to be as if it happened in Rishus HaYachid, because only the Isha herself could potentially know whether or not she became Tamei or not. This is the Yesoid that Tosfos is Mechadish. The Minchas Chinuch says, Alpi this Tosfos, if we say the Rambam also holds to this Yesoid, so we could explain Alpi the Gemara in Makas Dav Zayin. The Gemara says in Makas Dav Zayin that potentially it's not Shaykh to be Mechayiv somebody Misa for being over the Isser of Gili Urias. Because since we need two Edim to witness the Maisa Aveira, it's not Shaykh for two Edim to see a man and an Isha doing the Maisa Aveira, because they have to be made Kimikochel Kibishifaferis. Which Pashas, according to the Rishonim, the Mishnah Chiddush brings, is something which is impossible for the human eye to see, and therefore it's not shaykh to be mechayev somebody misa for being over Gil Urias. The Gemara over there, Lamaisa, comes out Lamaskana, that two people who are acting as if they're being menayev together, so that's enough to be mechayev the misa. But the etzim maisa, the etzim yediya by Edim, as if they saw the maisa itself, is not shaykh to happen in the Isser of Gil Urias. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, that if an Isha is miyached with one or two or even three or four people, since it's not shaykh for three of them to know whether or not she was were actually mizana or not, it's only shaykh for her and the boyel to know if they're mizana. Therefore, if we apply the yisoid of Tosfos, it comes out that this is a suffix which is ef shaligalois. It's not roy for the suffix to become nigle to more than two people, and therefore it's considered legabi the halacha of suffix tuma b'shusa rabim. This is always going to be considered merely Rishus HaYachid, because legabe counting how many people are there, we only take into consideration the amount of people that it's shaykh for them to know whether or not the person became Tamei or they didn't become Tamei. So therefore, in the case of two people being Mizana, it's always only going to be a suffix tumah Rishus HaYachid, because it's only shaykh for two people to know whether or not she became Tamei or not. Therefore, the Chinuch explains that the Rambam is justified in paskening that even though the husband was mekana her not to be misyachet with two men, and she went ahead and she was miyachet with two men, still that she's considered to be vadei tame, and we call that a suffik tume b'shus hayochid sveikoi tame. The reason why it's considered a b'shus hayochid is because only two people can potentially know whether or not she became tame or not. And Mimela, he explains, that's shot in our Gemara, that the Gemara learns out from the case of Saita, that Dafka, if two people have a din of Rishus HaYachid, but three people not. Because the din of, because in Hilchus Saita, it's always two people. No, it's never going to be more than two people in a matziv where those two people can know whether or not she became Tamei or not. And therefore, we can deduce from there that as long as the Suffolk could have been Nisgala to more than two people, that always has a din of Rishus HaRabim. But it doesn't mean that there can't be more than two people there, b'shas the Yichud. And Al Pizeh, the Minchas Chinuch is Miyashev, the Rambam. Another teretz in the G'dolei Achronim to this Kasha is the Chassam Sofer says in Shuvas, Chelek Evin HaEzer, Chelek Beis, it's in Shuvah Tzadik Vav, and it also appears in Shuvah Kuf Beis. The Chassam Sofer, interestingly enough, bases his Hezber also on exactly the same sugi there in Nida Daf Hei, which is talking about again when Isha, who is being carried on a mita by her friends, and the Gemara applies the din of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Sveikoi Tameh Legabi the mita. The Ramban there asks the same kasha that Tosfos asks, that why is it only considered Rishus HaYachid if the mita is being carried by her friends? The Ramban answers with a different teretz. The Ramban explains, Al-Pi the sugya over there, it comes out that she herself, the Isha on the bed, she will become Tameh for sure. She's going to have a din of Tameh. The only suffix is whether or not we're going to be matami the mita also, because she's sitting on the mita midin tumas mishka v'moishav. So on that, the Ramban explains that since the isha is the one who's being mitame this bed, we look at the isha legabe, like as if she's the sheretz. Just like in the case where we have two Nazirim, and a sheretz falls in between them. The suffix is, did this sheretz touch either of them and was metame either of the Nazirim? That's considered a suffix too, by Bishus HaYachid. So too, in the case of Nida, we don't count the Isha herself as being part, we don't count her in the minion of people, the guy determining whether or not this has a din of Bishus HaYachid or Bishus HaRabim. Because the Isha herself, she's not part of the suffix, she's considered like the sheretz who's causing the tumah to the bed. And therefore, we only count the other people, the bystanders, who are not actually involved in the etzem maisa tumah that's happening here to the mita, and that's only the other two noshim that are carrying the mita. And therefore, al pi zeh, the Chassam Sofer explains that if a husband is mekana his wife, not to be misyach with two men, so each of those men who goes into the room with the isha, those men are considered that they are being metame the isha by being miyachid with her. So too over there, we don't count the men as being part of the minion of the people that make up the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore even if she's miyached with harba anashim, it's always considered only as if she was miyached just by herself, because there's no other person there besides her that's considered part of the minion, because the men are considered to be like the sheretz that's being matameh her. That's how the Chassam Sofer answers this kasha on the Rambam. We'll continue now by Ezra Hashem and the Gemara and of Nizayin and Mubez and the two dots. The Gemara begins with a kasha on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says when you have two Nazirim and each of them are Misafik, if they became Tomei, so we're Makif both of them Misafik, each of them have to be Megalech Misafik. The Gemara asks that we're going to be over the Isra, and the one that really is not Tomei is going to be violating the Isra of Loisakifu Pa'as Reshechem. To which the Gemara answers that we're talking about two Nazirim who are either an Isha or a Katan, and Shmuel holds that being Makiv a Katan or an Isha, there's no Isser of Loisakifu Pas Reshechem. The Gemara is Medayik from Shmuel that Shmuel must hold that even Hakafa's Kol HaRoish is also Shmei Hakafa, and that's why he has to come on to Lukimta, because according to the Mando Amar that we're going to see later on that holds Hakafa Shmei HaRoish Loi Shmei Hakafa, so the Gemara could have easily answered that we don't have to come on to violating the Isra of Loi Sakifu, because a Metzoyer has to cut off all of his hair. Elmai, it must be that Shmuel holds Hakafa's Kol HaRoish Shmei Hakafa. Then the Gemara brings a Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Adbar Ava. Rav Huna says, HaMakif Es HaKotan HaReihu Chayiv. Rav Adbar Ava asks Rav Huna, who is the one who is Megalech your children? Tosfos is Medayik from there. Rav Adbar Ava himself holds that it's mutter to be Makif HaKatan. He's asking Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna's Shita, that it's also to be Makif HaKatan. So who is the one who cut off the payas of Rav Huna's children? To which Rav Huna answers, Choyva, that his wife Choyva, she's the one that did it. So Rav Adbar Ava says back to Rav Huna, Tak Ravinun Choyva Lebnei. Which is a form of a klola that Rav Huna allowed his wife to be makif the children's hair, and Rav Adbar Ava did not agree with that. Tosfos explains, I'll pee the hemshech in the Gemara, that there's two machloikas going on between Rav Huna and Rav Adbar Ava. Rav Huna holds a makif as a katan is chayiv, and Rav Adbar Ava holds that we make a hekesh between the makif and the nikif. That just like anytime the nikif is a non-bar chiyuva, for example over here where the nikif is a katan, so too the makif is not a bar chiyuva. And Rav Huna does not hold it that hekish. He holds that we're not makish bein gavra to gavra, but rather we say that even though he's a bar chiyuva, even though the nikif is not a bar chiyuva, still the makif himself is a bar chiyuva. The second machlokes between Rav Huna and Adbar Ava is legabing an isha. Rav Huna holds there's a hekesh between the pasuk of leisashrish as peyas ekenecha and the pasuk of leisakifu as peas reshecha. That anybody who's moves her in the lav of leisashrish as peas zekenecha of the lav of being mashris the beard is also moves her in the lav of cutting off the peyas haroish. And since an isha is not moves her in the lav of cutting off a beard because nashim don't have beards, so too she's not moves her in the lav of cutting off the peyas haroish. Therefore, according to Rav Huna, It's perfectly mutter for an isha to be a makif, and that's where Rav Huna had his wife be makif the payas of the katan. Rav Adbar Ava is chaylik also on this nekuda. He holds that in isha the hekish between loisashis as pas as a kainecha and the lav of loisakifu is only coming to be mamayid in isha from being a nikif. It's teaching us that an isha is allowed to cut off her own payas, but an isha to be makif a gadol, somebody who is chayiv to be a nikif, for that an isha was not nismai from the parsha. She's only nismai from being a nikif, she's not nismai from being a makif. So therefore, Rav Adda bar Ava was telling Rav Huna that l'shitascha, according to you, that you hold that a katan, that somebody who's makif a katan is chayiv, even though a katan is not a bar chiyuva. So if an isha is makif the katan, she's also going to be chayiv, because an isha is no different than a man when it comes to being makif somebody else. Therefore, there are two machlekes in here between Rav Adda bar Ava and Rav Huna. One machlekes is an isha allowed to be makif a katan? And the other machlekes is an isha allowed to be makif a gadol? And Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara in Rav Metzia Daf Yudam Abayz, that l'gabi both machlekesin, we paskin like Rav Huna. And that is the maskana of Tosfos. Tosfos has a suffix at the end of the long Tosfos of Adabar Ava. Tosfos is mesupik, according to Rav Huna, that it's also to be makif a katan, even though he's not a bar chiyuva. What's going to be if he's makif a goy? Also, a goy is also not a bar chiyuva. Is Rav Huna also going to be mechayiv for being makif a goy? Tosfos says no, because the Torah says Lo Sakif who has passed away Sheichem, right? Sheichem is mashma, that's referring only to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Tosfos is mistapik. What's going to be with an isha? An isha is part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, even though she's not a bar chiyuva, according to Rav Huna, if somebody's makif her and he's a bar chiyuva, he should be chayiv malchus for being makif an isha. And Tosfos leaves that question b'tzarich iyum. The Ran, the Muki Yosef, and Makus Davchav brings from the Shitas Harosh. That the Rosh himself also cleared this Shaila, that according to Rav Huna, it should be usher also to be makif a goy. And the Rosh said that it's mutter for a different reason than Tosfos said. The Rosh said that it's mutter because only a katan is usher, because a katan is a bar chiyuva. A katan be'etzem is chayiv in mitzvahs, just since he's not a bar onshin, he doesn't get a punishment. Therefore, when somebody's makif him, he gets malchus because he's being makif somebody who is shaykh to the parsha of makif and nikif. Mashenkin a goy is completely smite legamri from the parsha. He's not a bar chiyuva at all, and therefore, even according to Rav Huna, it's mutter for somebody to be makif a goy, and therefore it comes out lafi the Rosh also that it's mutter to be makif an isha, because since an isha is also legabri this, she's similar to a goy that she's not a bar chiyuva at all. Therefore, it comes out of machlokes Tosfos and the Rosh la halacha la maisa, is it mutter for somebody to be makif an isha? According to Tosfos, it's a suffik, and according to the Rosh, it's vade mutter. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both deis. I'm going to now discuss, Be'ezus Hashem, a few of the sugyas which are related to the sugya of Makif and Nikif. The Rambam has a well-known shita legabi the Isra of Leisakifu pa'asvei Sheichem. The shita of Rambam is that the reason for the Isra of Leisakifu is in order that we shouldn't be similar to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, because that's the way the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to cut their hair. The Lashon HaRambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah says, "Ein megalchin paasei haroish k'moish hayu oisin oivdei Avodah Zarah v'koim rehem shenemar lo sakifu paasei sheichem." Also, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Yud Gimel, says, "Va'azhara mizeh gam ken kedei sheloi nizdame lo oivdei Avodah Zarah ki ken hayu oisin k'moim rehem Avodah Zarah shahayu megalchin sar hatzadoyim levad." The Torah in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph objects very strongly to this Lashon HaRambam, and the Torah says, "Ve'ein anu tzrichim levakesh tam lemitzvus, ki mitzvus melech heim aleinu, af im lo yinoida taima." It's not clear exactly what the hasaga of the Torah is, but it's mevur bekama mekoymus in the Rambam, the inyan of being nisboinin on taimei hamitzvus. One of those places is at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Ches Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes, "Roi le'odom lehisboinin b'mishpatei ha-Torah ha-Kedosha v'leida soif inyonim kefi koichai." It is fitting for a person to contemplate the mishpatei ha-Torah and to try to understand them as well as he can, the reasons behind them. V'dover shelo yimtza lo'itam, if he doesn't have a reason, v'lo yeda lo'ilah, al yehi kal be'einav ve'al yaharoiz la'alois el Hashem pen yifreitz boi ve'loi tehei machshavtoi boi ki machshavtoi bishar divrei choyel v'chulei. The Rambam is lehedi. It's very clear that it is a mitzvah always incumbent upon us to try our best to understand the time of the mitzvahs. But if we don't understand the time of the mitzvahs, then avada v'mechuyif do the mitzvah anyways. There's a taz in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, Tzivkot and Aleph, that says here, Adavar pele me'oid. He explains the Shitas HaRambam that says that the reason for the mitzvah is not to be similar to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, because the Rambam understands that the lav of Lois Akifu is a sniff of the Chukai Sehem Lois Eleichu, the lav in the Torah of not to be like the Goyim. And therefore he says that according to the Rambam, it's going to chapen afgemina. Because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, which is the Siman which deals with Hilchus, B'chukai Sehem Lois Eleichu, that somebody who's caught up to the Malchus and he has to go speak to the king, he's allowed to dress in the malbushim of goyim in order that there should be shalom between him and the malchus. Therefore, he says that since this lav is also a sniff of b'chukai seim lo yiseleichu, if someone needs to deal with the malchus l'shem hashalom, he's allowed to be makif peyas harosh. Many gdolei achronim are chilek on this taz. One of the achronim that argue on the taz is the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch asks a kasha on the taz. He says lafiha svara, it's yadua that the isser of b'chukai seim lo yiseleichu is tali b'kol dor v'dor. And therefore, one is not allowed to dress in the manner that the goyim of his generation and of his country where he lives in, how they dress. But it's poshut that it's mutter for a person to dress in the manner of the goyim that dressed in the doris hakadmonim. That's poshut. There's no isser to dress in that way. It's only us to dress in the way the goyim are dressing now, at this time. Therefore, it comes out, according to the Rambam, that the isser of loisakifu is a sniff of b'chukai seim loisaylechu. So if it's going to happen at some point that goyim stop cutting off the peyas haroish and they start to grow them, so then it's going to be mutter for a person to cut off the peyas haroish because there's no longer shayach in that generation anymore. And that's lo yitochen at all, that any love in the Torah can come to a point where that love is not shayach anymore. Therefore the Minchas Chinuch says that's not the kavanas of the Rambam b'chlal. And he brings a raya, he makes a hafadik a diuk in the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where he brings down this halacha of Lesakifu, the Lashon HaRambam is, Ein Megalchin Pasei HaRosh K'moy Shehoyu Oisim Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He writes Lashon Hoyu, which is Lashon in the past, the way the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do it. Mashenkin in Perek Yir Aleph, where he writes down, where he introduces the halachas of B'chukai Seim Lois Seilechu, the Lashon HaRambam is, Ein Holchin B'chukai Sagoyim V'loi Medamin Lahen Loi B'malbush V'loi B'seir O'Kiyotze B'hem. He doesn't say a lashon avar. He's lashon hoyve. You can't go bechukas hagoyim. It's mashma that it's tali b'kol dor v'dor. Mashenkin the lav of loy sakifu. The Rambam is coming to tell us that it's not tali on b'kol dor v'dor. Rather, since b'shas matan Torah, or in the olden days, the ancient days, it was normal for goyim, for ovdei avodah zarah, to cut peyas haroish. Therefore, that's the lav now, and the lav continues forever l'dor v'dor, even the filah d'as Rambam. Legabi the lav of loy sakifu pa'as reishechem is mevur in our sugya and also in Makos Daf Chof, that there's a lav on the makif and on the nikif. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he brings down this halacha, he writes in his Minyan HaMitzvahs before his introduction to Yad, where he makes his Minyan HaMitzvahs, he writes there in Mitzvah Mem Gimel, is shalei lahakif pa'as reish kekoimri avadizora, shenemra loy sakifu pa'as reishechem. He only mentions leila hakif, which is mashma, it's only also to be a makif. The Ravid there is Masig on the Rambam, and he writes, Omar Avram, lav lemakif, lav lenikif, lav lemashchis, lav lenishchas. He's mashma, the Ravid understood from the Rambam that the Rambam left out a different lav for the nikif, and the Ravid saying, no, there's also a lav on the nikif, not only on the makif, kimavur, and arsugya, and in makos. Avi Ezri is safer on the Rambam. He explains the machlekes Rambam and Ravid, that the Rambam holds that even though there's a lav for the makif and the nikif, the lav of the nikif is that by allowing himself for to have his pay is cut by the makif, that's a form of being a makif itself. The Gemara's maskana in Makos Daf Chof is that the nikif only gets malkus if he's misayeya a little bit in helping the makif shave off his payas. The Rambam understood that the reason why he has to be misayeya, maskanas asugya, is because if he's not misayeya, he's not called that he himself is being a makif. But here, dafka here in this parasha, the Torah was mechadesh, that if he's misayeya the makif to help him be makif, to help him be a makif, so it's as if he himself is being makif himself by allowing somebody to be makif him. And the Ravid understood that there's a separate love called the love of being a nikif. So therefore, the Ravid understood there's a lav of nikif and lav of makif. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, there's really only one lav. The lav is to be a makif, and there's two oifanim of being a makif. He can either be a makif by cutting somebody else's payas, or one can become a makif by allowing somebody else to cut his payas. But there's no separate lav called the lav of a nikif. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Vav, the Kivi Eger has a chakira, clears a chakira there, legabi an isha being a makif. Even though we paskin like Rav Huna, according to Tosfos, that the din of an isha is that she's allowed to be a makif, Rekiv Eger clears whether or not an isha is allowed to be makif a man, not me din makif, but rather to be asr because of the din of lifnei iver l'siten michshel, that when she's makif an ish, she's being machshel him in the isr of being a nikif. Rikivi Eger says, it could be that over here, the whole sugi that says that it's mutter for an isha to be makif an ish, might be talking about a case where anyways the ish was going to be makif himself, and therefore it's not considered, like we call trei avri denara, where there's only an isser of loisak, there's only an isser of lifnei iver, when the person who's being over the iver could not have possibly been over the iver without the help of the misayeya. Therefore over here, since he was going anyways to be makif himself, there's no isser of lifnei iver. But then Rikivi Eger goes on to ask, based on Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Gimel, who says that since it's mechuyev for every yid to be mafresh another yid from doing an iser, if he sees him doing an aveira, it's pashut that at least midirabbanon, it's also to be mesayeh somebody else to do an aveira, even be'oifen that they could have done it without his help, because it's no better, it's no worse than not being mafresh him when he sees him doing an aveira. Therefore, anybody who helps another Jew do an aveira is being over an iser derabbanon called being mesayeh liday over aveira, because it's no worse than not being mafresh him from doing an aveira. Rikivi Eger clears, maybe over here by an isha, to be makif an ish, there's no isra filu of the isra derabbanan of being misayeli de ovi aveira. Because if she would have allowed him to be makif himself, then according to the Gemara in Makas Daf Chaf, he would be over two lavim. One lav for being a makif, because he's being makif himself, and he would also be over a lav of being a nikif, because he is the one who's being a nikif. Therefore, by her going ahead and being makif him, she's actually saving him from being over instead of two lavin. Now he's only being over one lav. Therefore, Rikivi Eger comes out, l'maskana, that there could be that there's not even an isra v'siyeh de over avera for an isha to be makif an ish. Then Rikivi Eger goes ahead and clears about an isha being makif a katan. Do we say that there should be an iser, just like it's also for somebody to feed a katan machalos asuris, or to give him any iser? It's also to be matameh a ben koyen, a katan who's a koyen, to be matameh him lemesim. Why don't we say over here the same thing, that it should be also for an isha to be makif a katan midin, being machil the katan machalos asuris, not machalos asuris, but giving him something which is also for him? So he brings a raya from the Gemara l'chayra that it should be mutter. Because Rav Adabar Ava, who asked Rav Huna, according to you that hold that makif as a katan is chayiv, why is it that your children have their payas cut? Who cut their payas? The mashmalos of the Gemara, like Tosfos himself speaks out, is that according to Rav Adabar Ava that holds makif as a katan is potter, it's pashut that it would have been pashut to understand how the children had their payas cut. Because it's mutter for a godel to be makif a katan. Therefore we see that not only is there no din makif according to Rav Adabar Ava when you cut the payas of a katan, so too there's not even a din of being safin in the katan be yadayim iser. And that which he cursed Rav Huna, that was only the shitas Rav Huna that holds. That was only Shitas Rav Huna that holds that being makif as a katan is chayiv, and then Rav Huna allowed his wife to do it. And according to Adabar Ava, an isha is mechuyeves in being a makif. So therefore, she has a din of a makif according to Adabar Ava. But halacha lemaisa that we paskin that an isha does not have a din makif because we paskin like Rav Huna, it should come out. There's according to Rikivi Eger's cheshbin that there's no iser even of giving the katan something which is usher to him, and the Rikivi Eger blibes tarich iun because the chayyur it's shver. Why should this iser be more makel than any other iser in the Torah which is usher to provide a katan with that iser even before he becomes the age of bar mitzvah? There's a few very yisoidistic machlekes rishonim binogei this lav of loisakifu. One machlekes is, how many hairs does a person have to cut in order to be chayiv? The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav, Peya zu shemeinichin betzida loinitnu bochachamim shir. We don't find anywhere in Chazal a shir, how many hairs is he allowed to cut? The shamanu miskeinenu, a person should not leave less than 40 hairs. According to the Rambam, that is the shear of makif. He can't cut so much hair that there's less than 40 hairs left in his makom apeis. In the smag, the Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, when he quotes the Rambam, he has a different gear, so he writes pachos mi arba. According to the smag, one may not cut so much hair that there's less than four. But anything less than that, according to it's a big kula in the Rambam, that a person is allowed to cut as much hair as he wants, as long as he leaves over 40 hairs. the Smag asked a kasha on the Rambam from the Beferish Tosefta in Makos Perek Dan Halacha Dalet. The lashon of Tosefta is Yesh Toilash Shtei Se'arois V'Chayev Mishum Nazir U'Mishum Makif. Therefore, it's mavur according to the Smag in this Tosefta that even two saras, somebody who takes out, who plucks two hairs from his makom Peyas Aroish, he's already violated the lav of Lesakivu Pa'asri Sheikhim. Another Yisrael Sdikah Machlekes Rishonim is Legabe, we know that the Isser of Lesashchis Peyas Zekeinecha is Mavur in the Gemara, and all the Rishonim agree that it's only Derech Hashchasa, which means Betar, he uses a razor. But with Misparayim, even if he does it Ke'en Tar and he cuts with scissors as close as he can to his face, that's Mutter by the Peyas Azokin. The Shaila is, what's the din about Peyas HaRoish? Is it also only Asur B'Tar, or is that even Asur B'Misparayim? The Shita of the Rosh in Makos, Simen, Beis, and Gimel, he writes that the din that has to be B'Tar is only by Peyas Zekeinecha and not by Peyas HaRoish. The Peyas HaRoish is Asur B'Deraisa, even only with Misparayim. He brings a raya, his Ikur raya is from the Sugya in Nazir, the Sugya in Nazir of Mem Aleph from Beis, and also it's also a Sugya coming up in our Perek. But the Gemara says that the reason why we need, in the Parsha of Mitzayra, the Torah says to cut off all of his hair, of his goof, when he wants to become Tahar. And the Torah writes all the hair of his head and then all of the hair of his beard. So the question is, why did the Torah have to be marbe, his head and his beard, if we already said the head and the beard? So the Torah says the head is coming to be marbe, that even if he, even though he has to cut off the Peyas HaRoish, he still has to cut it off anyways and be over the lav of Lesakifu Pa'asrei Sheichem in order to be kind the mitzvah of Mitzayra. And then the Torah says the reason why he has to say Zaken, he has to cut off his beard, is to add another chiddush, to teach us that even though he's being over the lav of cutting off his beard, he still has to do that mitzvah mitzvah anyways. The Gemara speaks out. Why don't we learn that out already from Roishai? The fact that he has to cut off his Peyas HaRoish to be kind of the mitzvah of Mitzayra. Why do we need another Reboy to tell me that he also has to cut off that he also has to cut off his beard in order to be kind of the mitzvah of Mitzayra? Because the second pasuk of cutting off the beard is teaching me another chiddush that the mitzvah of Mitzayra needs a tar in order to be kind of the mitzvah of Mitzayra. And how did the Torah teach us that? By saying that the mitzvah of Mitzayra is doichin the lav of Loisashchis Peyas Zekeinecha, that shows us that the mitzvah of cutting the hair of the Mitzvah is dafka with a tar. Because if the mitzvah of cutting the hair of the Mitzvah was with Misparayim, so then I wouldn't have to be doichel the lav of Loisashchis Peyas Zekeinecha, because it's mutter to cut Peyas Zekeinecha with Misparayim. But it's mavur in the Gemara that from the fact that the Torah said that the mitzvah of Mitzvah is doichel the lav of Loisakifu Pa'asrei Sheichem, that alone would not have taught me that the mitzvah of Mitzvah is dafka betar, because the lav of cutting off Peyas HaRoish is even with Misparayim, says the Rosh. And therefore, even if the mitzvah of cutting the hair of the Mitzvah was only with Misparayim, I still would have had to violate the lav of Loisakifu Pa'asrei Sheichem. Therefore, the Torah has to be marba, that's also doicha the lav of cutting off the beard, in order to teach me this Taisefes Chiddush, that the din of Taglachas Mitzvah is dafka betar, and not with Misparayim. The Maisa, the Shitas HaRambam, and other Rishonim are chilek on the Rosh, and they hold that even the lav of Loisakifu Pa'asrei Sheichem is dafka betar. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel, Paskins be Iker Hadin. It seems that the Iker Psak, it seems like the Rambam, because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Ein Oichayv Ela Betar VeYesh Oisrim BeMisparayim KeEin Tar VeYesh Lachos Shadivayim. It sounds like a Stam VeYesh Oimim in the Mechaber, and the claim that is that the Halacha, the Iker Halacha, is like the Stam, but the Maaseh, the Mechaber says one must be Choshish for the Shita of the Rosh, that even with Misparayim it's also Takat. We'll end off with a very interesting shaila that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Chum Sofer. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that once it's mavur in the Mishnah in Nazir Daf Mem Aleph that a Nazir is not allowed to be soyrek his hair. He's not allowed to brush his hair with a comb because it's a psik reisha that he's going to pull out hair, and this is the reisha for a Nazir to pull out his hair. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shitas of Rishonim, that even cutting out one or two hairs is an issur d'oraisa, and even with Misparayim it's an issur d'oraisa, you don't need a tar. Therefore, it should be also for somebody to comb his payas, because it's a psik reisha that he's going to pull out at least one or two hairs. This is the question Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer Lemaisa says that he was made that his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler combed his pants, and therefore he said there's no question, there's no suffix at all that it's mutter, and he was just coming to explain why he thinks it's mutter. So I'll speak out just two of his svaras that he says over there, but you can look in there in the tshuva. He has a longer arichas there with more svaras and more pilpul. But two of his svaras was, he says, that if the Mishnah writes that it's also for a nazir to comb his hair because of a psik reisha that he's going to pull out hair, the Mishnah should have told us a bigger chiddush and told us that every person also to comb his hair because he's going to pull out his payas. And therefore he says, it must be from the fact that the Mishnah didn't paskin that, it's a raya that legabi one of these two machloikas that we mentioned before, we don't paskin mechumra. The Hainu. Either we paskin like the Rambam, that there's no iser until he leaves out less than 40 or 4 hairs, or we paskin like the Shita of the Rambam, the other Rambam, that one is only over the lav if he uses the tar. But it's not possible, based on this Mishnah, the Chassam Sofer concludes, we definitely don't paskin that you're chayiv, like the smag, that you're chayiv even just for 2 hairs, and like the Rosh, that you're chayiv even for Misparayim. The other suffix the Chassam Sofer discusses is it could be that you only chayiv for pulling out hair with a maisa gziza, a maisa of cutting. But a maisa tlisha, which means plucking out hair from the root, it could be that's not bechlal the iser at all of lesakifu pa'asre sheichem.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.